Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back one of my favorite songs and bands, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Diane DeResta. She is one of our experts. She is our expert on presentations. And I love talking to you, Diane, about these things because, as you know, putting our best foot forward in the marketplace is so critical for small businesses. And I love talking about getting small business owners to be more comfortable doing it, but also making presentations. I'm a huge believer in proposals. More proposals you give, the more business you'll give. I believe that. I've proven that in my career. So we're talking about but folks, we've benefited so much from Diane over the years, and Diane, we thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me.
DeResta.com, DeResta.com is the website. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Okay, Diane, we're talking about what can we learn from Hillary and Bernie and Donald, from their styles. Do the unexpected. Boy, we didn't have to teach Donald that, did we?
No, we did not. And here's the thing. Our attention span is so short right now that you can't just drone on with the same old, same old. And when you do something that's unexpected, that gets attention, and then people want more. So sometimes it is important to go off message and not always stick 100% to the script. And the best people do that. Part of doing the unexpected is naming the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And he did that. Often in politics, people are very careful. They're very scripted, and they don't want to offend anyone. Well, sometimes you just have to say what the truth is. And when you do that, it's unexpected, and people start to listen. Their ears pick up. So that's something that is a key learning for anyone in any presentation. Don't keep going slide after slide with the same number.
Right.
Shake it up. Do something a little bit different that they don't expect. Engage them, and that's what Trump was really good at. He's a showman. He's a salesman.
Well, he brought the audience to him. He let the audience into him, didn't he? He didn't hold them off. He had to let them into him, it seemed to me.
Yeah, there was an intimacy, even though there was a large crowd. And he would comment on what they would be thinking, so he'd make comments about the media.
Or he'd point to them. He'd point some people out. Even if people were heckling him, he would engage them a little bit.
Right, and I think the first person I remember doing that as a politician was Bill Clinton. Remember during his campaign or in his speeches, he would refer to someone or even call them up. And we need to do more of that.
It humanizes
presentations,
you.
Yes, presentations must be interactive today. People don't want a talking head. I was just invited to speak to a women's group, and they said, well, we want a kind of workshop style. I said, don't worry. Just preaching to the choir. Interaction is my brand.
Right.
So that's really important for everybody. And with that, Jim, it's also important that you have a message that resonates. And here's where Hillary had a challenge, because her message was, together we're stronger.
Right.
But what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't really know what that means. As opposed to make America great again,
right.
He tapped into something that was important.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Bernie Sanders about, you know, the 1% and, you know, everybody having their equal share.
Right, right. Well, you
people
know,
people can resonate.
One of the things that I like to do whenever I'm speaking is I don't like to be up on the stage. I'd rather be down with the audience if I can, if it's possible. I like to be down there, and I tell them, you know, if you got a question, you can ask me anytime, and I'll engage them, you know, and I always like it when somebody tries to make a funny while I'm talking. I'll say, hey, I do the jokes here, you know, and it makes people laugh. And when you do the other thing, when you do things like that, it keeps people from falling asleep. You know,
exactly.
They don't know what you're going to do next.
Right. The more they're engaged, the more interested, and the better the presentation. I have to say, one of the things that Hillary did very well is she maintained her poise throughout.
Yep.
Whereas Donald would get defensive. She was impressed
by how she's a tough lady. There's no question about that.
Yeah, she's a real pro, and it's something that we can learn from her, because it's hard when you have any kind of hostility directed toward you to maintain that kind of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people will either come back and play that game, which is a losing game many times, or they'll shrink from it, or they'll get defensive.
Diane, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thank you for giving us such a great tour on what we can learn from the candidates. DeResta.com, right?
That's right. Remember, know yourself, know your audience, and know your message. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, Diane. See you next time. Diane DeResta, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blessingame. I got to go for this hour. And before I do, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.